upper bound is designed to take kids, you enroll them in upper bound, 9th, 10th, 11th grade. We provide, they come to school every weekend, up to the university on the weekends, every Saturday. We have something going, except for holiday weekends, of course. We bring them up here, and the idea is to help them in their current classes. So we enroll them in classes that they're having difficulty with, whether it's calculus, trigonometry, or biology, whatever it is. Or you can get ahead. Like right now this summer, many of our kids are taking courses with us that they're going to have in their regular school next year, especially if it's a difficult class. Math and science are the two areas. Physics are extremely difficult. So we prepare them. So when they start out in the fall, they're going to hit the floor running. They're going to be up to snuff, you know. So the Upper Bound program is probably our best known, most intrusive program we operate. We invite the parents up. So after attending every Saturday, in the summertime, those kids who want to and parents who will let them actually move into residence halls over here on campus. Every parent will not let their ninth grader stay here. And so we have a commuter program for them where they come up, bring them up every day, pick them up every afternoon. We feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they go to class. We do not force all the kids to stay in the dorms. And some of our seniors, as I was saying, they have jobs. So we allow them to work and go to school because we're trying to give them the exact type of setting they may face when they go to college. Because remember, all these are either poor kids or the first generation kids, so chances are they will have to learn to work and go to college at the same time. We have what's called the Bridge Program in Upper Bound. That's where the kids have graduated, like right now, from high school and about to start college. Well, that's a bridge between high school and college. We have enrolled them in actual UNLV classes. And so they're in there taking courses right now and coming back and telling the other kids, this is serious, you know. This is college is a lot different. So then when they go off to college, it's courses that they're taking that will transfer with them if they go off or if they stay here. So that's the courses that they're in.
Oh, I love this. I love it. Now tell me about the NASA program.
Ah, the NASA program. Ooh, that's for our little geniuses. They actually have people who've actually worked in NASA here running a week-long program for high school kids. So we enrolled our kids in there. Dr. Fernard has worked with my staff. They have set it up where these kids are getting intensive one-week training on everything that can lead toward being an astronaut. Everything it takes to run the jet propulsion lab, you know, physics and math and chemistry, all that stuff. And they do 1 week for high school, 1 week for middle school. And so one of my other programs, they have middle school kids in it. Our middle school kids are starting this week in it. Last week were my high school kids. It's a terrific program.
Oh, I love it. How many kids do you have in the NASA program this summer?
I think we have about 15 of our kids in the NASA program.
And yeah. Now, what is STEM?
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And the STEM program, we're involving our kids. Again, with the scientists here at the university, the math department, the science department, the engineering department, and they're running their separate program with our high school kids as well. Now, these kids are getting some intensive training.
Now,